It's time to go to the movies, and this week it's a little bit of a biopic with Grand Rapids, Minnesota's favorite person, I guess, Judy Garland.
Frances Gumm, she was born as, of course, 1922. Her parents moved to California eventually, where she performed with her sisters. But this is the new movie about the last year of her life, and it's called Judy, of course. It is based on a stage play, Doug, and the director of the film, Rupert Gould, is a stage director as well. So he brings a little of that sensibilities to the film. I must say I'm getting a little tired of the musical biopic. We've had Bohemian Rhapsody. We had Rocket Man, now Judy. And there's a point where, you know, we had Ray way back when with Jamie Foxx. And there's a formula that they all follow. And it's hard to get out of that formula. So each film, you know, is the actress going to sing? Is she going to use Judy's voice? What's going to happen? There's always that kind of behind-the-scenes thing going on. And there's a point where, have you seen enough musical biopics? But Judy is a pretty solid film, I must say. It's not a great film. I do think it's better than Bohemian Rhapsody, and I have told you my objections to that film for going on a year now. It's consistently interesting. There's some scenes that work. There's some don't. Zellweger is excellent as Judy. In the last year of her life, as you may know, Doug, she married a promoter named Mickey Deans, who was much younger than she was, and he was going to turn her career around and you know, get her out of debt. She had a lot of debt going on. She always had money problems. Of course, she was addicted by this time. She loved the drink. She took sleeping pills, those kind of things. But through it all, when she appears in London, which is where the film mainly takes place, she delivers the goods in her performances. There are some performances she doesn't deliver the goods. Famously in Australia the year before, people threw stuff at her on stage because she was not performing well, inebriated, what was going on. So she had a hard life, but Zellweger kind of pulls it off. And what she really pulls off is kind of the humor Judy had. She was a very funny person, as you know, Doug, and she kind of smiled through the tears. And that was her whole, you know, we're going to put on this show and I'm going to smile through the tears and the tough times. And Renee gets that out of her. And she sings for herself. She is singing Judy Garland songs on stage, and her singing, which you saw in Chicago, which was pretty solid, is very good here. Now, Judy was not the singer later in her life that she was during Wizard of Oz in the great years, Meet Me in St. Louis, the trolley song, all those kind of things. So Zellweger pulls it off. The only thing I'll say about her performance, two or three times, I could see that Renee Zellweger squint, where she almost goes back into Renee Zellweger mode. But 95% of the time, she's Judy. So I'm going to forgive that because it's hard to pull off. She's got the voice down, kind of the jittery mannerisms that Judy had. One of the better scenes in the film, I thought, Doug, was a scene that never really happened in real life. And she finishes a show, and two gay men are outside wanting her autograph, and they go to her shows all the time. They love her. And she has really nothing much to do. Her handler has kind of let her go for the night. There is a handler in the film, a woman that's hired to kind of keep track of her, keep her on schedule. And she kind of hangs out with these guys and has dinner with them. And they are just stunned that they get to hang with Judy Garland. And it's a really nice moment because they are persecuted as well. And she understands, you know, the gay community really like Judy Garland, as you know, Doug. And that's a nice scene she has with them. Some of the best scenes, though, are the flashbacks to Wizard of Oz. She is played by a younger person here, and these really give you the context of where her problems started, because Louis B. Mayer, if you watch this film, you're hoping he's rotting somewhere right now. He gave Judy pills to keep her working long hours, to keep her energy up, which resulted in her not being able to sleep. And this is basically child abuse. She was 16 years old when she shot Wizard of Oz, and Louis B. Mayer had her on a diet. And all these things that Judy later said did happen. And, well, it's child abuse, basically.
That show was beset with all kinds of problems.
It was.
The Tin Man's paint, at Margaret Hamilton almost going up in flames.
But the tragedy of it is he was pill-popping this young girl to keep her going. And he would constantly say, you have this voice. You're not great looking, but you have a voice, you know. And he was just, he was a horrible person. And Judy said all this stuff happened. Mickey Rooney later said none of this happened, but, you know, we've learned to take Mickey's comments for grain of salt. An actor does portray Mickey Rooney in the film as well, and that's an interesting thing as well. So overall, it's solid. It's fine. It's not going to have any more than one Oscar nomination, and that will be Renee Zellweger. So if you're interested in Judy Garland, go see it.
Well, I am interested in this. It's an intriguing time. How did they capture 1968?
68, 69, London. You know, we don't see a lot of London. It's basically – the budget on this film wasn't huge. So it's basically shot in the Talk of the Town club where she sang, hotel rooms. So it's a lot of interiors. There are some exteriors, but we don't really see a lot of London. So that was probably on purpose. But it's Renee Zellweger's picture, and I think – you know, Anne Hathaway was attached to this first when there was talk of making a Judy Garland film, but eventually it landed in Renee Zellweger's lap, and this is a bit of a comeback. Judy had a lot of comebacks, and Renee Zellweger's been kind of out of the limelight for a while since her Oscar win 16 years ago for Cold Mountain, and she's going to get a fourth nomination for this film.
But Liza Minnelli doesn't make a cameo?
Yes, she does. Okay. Early on in the film, we see a woman portraying Liza, who was about 22 at the time. And it's at a party, and that's where Judy meets Mickey Deans.
But the real Liza Minnelli doesn't show.
Real Liza Minnelli is not in this film.
Okay.
So solid film, not great. Another musical biopic, but she does her own singing, and for that I give her a lot of credit.
Okay, a couple of probably pretty easy Academy Awards trivia questions for you. Renee Zellweger has won an Academy Award for...
I just said it, Cold Mountain 2003.
There you go, so now you've said it again. Judy Garland won one, and this is an unusual one.
It was a juvenile Oscar in 1939. She was nominated twice in the competitive categories for A Star Is Born, which she should have won for, and then later Judgment at Nuremberg.
But this was for her outstanding performance as a screen juvenile during the past year.
Yeah, it was called Juvenile Oscar.
So they don't do that anymore.
Oh, no, no. Mickey Rooney got one. She got one. I'm sure Shirley Temple got one. It was a... And even the Oscar itself was shorter than the normal Oscar at the time.
Okay. So. We've been to the movies with Matt Olien.